sharks have a bad rap. Especially as Sharknado 3 airs on cable, Jaws celebrates its 40th anniversary, and a rash of shark attacks has cropped up along the East Coast. Thanks to sensationalized stories and stereotyping, sharks have become feared rather than revered. They're labeled as dangerous, indiscriminate killers that eat anything in sight. But in fact, sharks are most often the victims. They're killed by the millions annually to supply demand for their fins, which are made into soup and eaten as a status symbol in other countries. Such demand for fins has led to overfishing and illegal fishing, depleting shark populations worldwide. Sharks are a critical part of the marine environment and need our protection. Several conservation groups, like the World Wildlife Fund, are working to address the trade in shark fins and meat, striving for better fishing regulations to protect shark populations and also reduce market demand. But you can do your part by helping to dispel the many myths about sharks. For example, the myth that sharks are all people eaters. The truth is that humans are not food for sharks. The sharks involved in incidents with humans are often hunting for similar-sized prey to humans, such as seals or dolphins. The majority of shark species actually eat fish or invertebrates, such as squid or clams. There's a diversity of feeding behaviors. Large filter feeders strain plankton through modified gills, while bottom-dwelling suction feeders, such as the nurse shark, appear to vacuum food into their mouths. Many people also think that all sharks are big with lots of sharp teeth. Not all sharks are large, bulky, and torpedo-shaped like the ones we see in the movies. There are actually more than 400 different species of sharks, and they come in a variety of shapes and sizes. There's the tiny 8-inch-long spiny dogfish, which lives in Maryland's deep waters, to the positively massive 40-foot-long whale shark. And not all sharks have a mouth full of large, pointed teeth for tearing flesh. The basking shark, which is an occasional visitor to the Chesapeake Bay, has tiny teeth that it doesn't even use for feeding. And the horned shark also has molar-like teeth that it uses to crush hard-shelled prey. Contrary to some people's ideas, sharks play a very important role in the marine communities. They help maintain the delicate balance of life in our oceans. Many species sit at the top of the food chain, keeping other marine animal populations in check. Some sharks feed on the sick and the weak, which helps prey populations to stay healthy, many of which are also commercially important fish species. Another myth reinforced by the media is that nothing can hurt sharks. That couldn't be further from the truth. Shark populations around the world are in rapid decline. Sharks grow slowly, take many years to mature, and produce relatively few young. They also suffer from the large and growing demand for shark fins and the general lack of management of shark fishing. Populations simply cannot replenish at the same rate as they are caught and finned to meet market demand. Sharks are also often caught as bycatch in long lines, trawl nets, and seine nets, and simply discarded. Despite what we've been hearing on the news as of late, it is yet another myth that sharks attack people often. Shark attacks are extremely rare. You are more likely to be struck by lightning than attacked by a shark. There were only 7 shark-related human deaths in 2012 compared to around 73 million sharks killed annually by people. Sharks are in all the world's oceans, and even though more people are in the oceans than ever before, the incident rate has not increased. For more about our local sharks, and to do some more myth-busting, take a visit to Maryland's Calvert Cliffs. Fossil collecting there is wonderful, and you're bound to find a shark's tooth. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.